Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. We're going to get real about something we all know too well, those IT project deadlines that, well, let's be honest, sometimes seem a little more like a fantasy than an actual plan.
You mean those deadlines that make you wonder if someone's secretly hoping for a time machine?
Exactly. We're talking about those timelines that seem to rely on, well, magic more than anything else. And to help us unpack all of this, we've got some fantastic insights from IT governance expert Gerhard Friedrich.
Now, what makes Friedrich's perspective so interesting is that he's not just an IT guy, he's also an organizational psychologist.
So he's got this really unique understanding of not just the technical side of projects, but also the human side, the psychology of why things sometimes go so wrong.
Yeah, and he goes beyond just blaming things on lack of skills or poor planning, you know, the usual suspects. He suggests that sometimes these crazy deadlines come from something a bit deeper, a reluctance to have those tough conversations.
Oh, I think we've all been there. It's so much easier to just nod along with an impossible timeline than to speak up and say, actually, that's not going to happen.
Totally. And Friedrich has this great analogy. He talks about miracle activities and project plans. You know those vague phases where everything magically falls into place?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. It's like that big blank space on the project timeline labeled, and then a miracle occurs.
You got it. And it's funny until you're the one scrambling to make that miracle happen.
It's the opposite of funny, then. It's
yeah.
Pure stress. So we avoid those tough conversations up front, and then we end up relying on miracles that never materialize.
And to make matters even more interesting, Friedrich connects this to something called student syndrome. You know that thing we all do, procrastinating until the very last minute?
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with that syndrome. Let's just say I'm a PhD student in procrastination.
Well, Friedrich argues that this mentality often sneaks into project management, too, which leads to those unrealistic expectations and last-minute scrambles.
So we're setting ourselves up for failure from the start by putting off those difficult conversations, and then we end up in this cycle of unrealistic deadlines and constant firefighting.
Exactly, and it just erodes trust over time because people start to realize that those deadlines are just for show. They're not based on reality.
Okay, so we've identified the problem, those overly optimistic timelines that are often rooted in avoidance rather than actual planning. But here's the thing. In the agile world, the solution is often presented as just prioritize. You know, focus on the most important tasks and everything will sort itself out.
Right. Agile methodologies like Scrum really emphasize the importance of prioritization, especially using the backlog, that ranked list of tasks that need to get done.
But Friedrich argues that it's not as simple as just saying prioritize. He uses the Eisenhower matrix as an example, you know, that tool that categorizes tasks based on urgency and importance.
Right. It's a super useful framework, for sure. But even defining what's truly important can be a battle in itself.
Because is it what the loudest stakeholder wants, or is it the task that aligns with the long-term goals, even if it doesn't feel super urgent right now?
Those decisions are rarely black and white. There's a lot of gray area.
So even with the best intentions, we can get stuck in these conflicting priorities and end up right back where we started. Unrealistic expectations and looming deadlines.
It's kind of a paradox, isn't it? Prioritization is essential, but it's not a magic solution if we haven't dealt with those underlying issues of communication and realistic planning in the first place.
So it sounds like we need to dig a little deeper into those aspects. What does Friedrich suggest as a way to move forward from here?
Well, he proposes a pretty fundamental shift. He says we need to move away from just focusing on task-based efficiency and instead prioritize building trust and fostering open communication.
Now, that sounds great in theory, but in a high-pressure project environment, how do you actually make that happen?
Yeah, it's definitely easier said than done, but that's exactly why it's so important. And Friedrich actually points to all those unproductive meetings as a symptom of this communication breakdown.
Well, tell me about it. I swear, I spent half my life in meetings that could have been an email.
He even has a blog post called Wider Die Meetingitis, which translates to Against Meetingitis.
Meetingitis. I love that. It's the perfect term for it. So what's the antidote to this meetingitis? How do we actually improve communication?
Well, Friedrich says instead of just scheduling more meetings, we need to be much more intentional about how we communicate. He stresses clear objectives, defined roles for everyone documentation, and most importantly, follow-up to make sure things actually get done.
So it's about structure and intentionality, not just hoping for the best.
Exactly. And it's not just about meetings. It's about creating an environment where people feel safe to speak their minds, where challenges are addressed openly, and successes are celebrated together.
That sounds like a much healthier and more productive way to work.
Right. And it's a big shift from that just get it done no matter what mentality that often drives those unrealistic deadlines in the first place.
You know, it's interesting. When we think about IT projects, we often focus on the technical stuff, the code, the algorithms, all that.
The hard skills.
Right. But what Friedrich highlights is that there's this human element at the heart of it all. It's people working together, navigating challenges, trying to achieve something.
And that's why this idea of trust and communication is so important. When you have that solid foundation, it makes it so much easier to deal with those inevitable bumps in the road.
Because imagine if you're always worried about whether your concerns will be dismissed or whether setbacks will be held against you.
It creates this atmosphere of tension and mistrust. It's not exactly a recipe for success.
Definitely not. Instead of focusing on solving problems together, people start pointing fingers, hoarding information, working in silos.
Yeah, it becomes more about self-preservation than collaboration.
So how do we break out of that cycle? How do we create that environment of trust and transparency that Friedrich talks about?
Well, he offers some pretty practical advice, and one key aspect is transparency, being upfront with stakeholders about the challenges, not trying to sugarcoat things or pretend everything's fine.
Because let's be real, no project is perfect. There will always be unexpected obstacles, technical glitches, or even just plain old human error.
Exactly. And trying to hide those things only makes matters worse. It erodes trust even further.
It's like trying to build a house on a foundation of sand. It's just not sustainable.
That's a great way to put it. So instead, Friedrich suggests being collective, sharing those challenges with stakeholders, involving them in finding solutions.
And celebrating those wins together when you overcome those obstacles.
Exactly. It's about building that sense of shared ownership and accountability.
Which brings us to another important piece, communication. And I think it's more than just broadcasting information.
It's about creating a dialogue, a two-way street where stakeholders feel heard and their input is actually valued.
Because at the end of the day, stakeholders aren't just investors or clients. They're partners in this whole endeavor.
Their success is tied to your success, so it makes sense to treat them that way.
Absolutely. And when you have that open line of communication, it makes it so much easier to manage expectations and make sure everyone's moving in the same direction.
And speaking of moving in the same direction, that brings us to another crucial point that Friedrich emphasizes, managing bottlenecks.
Ah, yes, the dreaded bottlenecks. Those points in a project where everything seems to come to a screeching halt.
No matter how much effort you throw at it.
It's like having a 10-lane highway that suddenly narrows down to one lane. All those cars are stuck.
Perfect analogy. And that's why Friedrich says it's so important to identify and manage those bottlenecks proactively. He draws on the principles of critical chain project management, or a CCPM, which focuses on optimizing the overall flow of work.
So instead of just focusing on individual tasks and trying to speed everything up, we need to take a step back and look at the big picture.
Exactly. It's about understanding the critical chain, that sequence of tasks that determines the overall project duration, and then figuring out where those potential choke points are.
So it's about shifting our perspective from a micro view of individual tasks to a macro view of the entire project flow.
Precisely. And sometimes that means slowing down to address a bottleneck can actually speed up the project in the long run.
Now that sounds counterintuitive. But I guess it makes sense if you think about that traffic analogy. Sometimes it's better to clear the congestion at the bottleneck than to have cars speeding along only to get stuck further down the road.
Right, and in project management, this might mean reallocating resources, adjusting task dependencies, or even reprioritizing certain things.
It's about being strategic and making sure that work flows smoothly through the entire system.
Because ultimately, project success isn't just about completing individual tasks, it's about delivering value and achieving those bigger objectives.
So managing those bottlenecks is about ensuring that the project as a whole stays on track, and that those deliverables actually make it to the finish line.
And it all ties back to trust and communication. When you have a clear understanding of the critical chain and you're transparent about potential bottlenecks, it's much easier to make those adjustments and keep the project moving forward.
It sounds like a much more holistic way to approach project management, considering not just individual tasks, but the whole system, the people involved, and the overall flow of work.
And that's really the essence of Friedrich's message. It's about moving beyond that simplistic view of projects as just a series of tasks and deadlines, and instead embracing the complexity of what's really going on.
And recognizing that it's not just about managing projects, it's about managing expectations, fostering collaboration, and ultimately achieving success together. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, bottlenecks, communication, and all that. But I feel like there's still one piece missing. You know, that tension between sticking to the grand vision, those ambitious goals, and keeping everyone happy along the way.
Ah, yeah. You're talking about balancing those strategic objectives with the need to show some tangible progress and keep those stakeholders on board.
Exactly. It's like walking a tightrope. On one hand, you've got those big, groundbreaking innovations you're aiming for.
And on the other, you've got stakeholders who need to see results. They need to feel like their investment is paying off.
And let's be honest, they might not always have the patience for the long game.
They want to see something concrete, something they can point to and say, hey, look at what we achieved.
It's a tough balancing act. How do you keep your eyes on the prize, so to speak, without losing sight of the steps it takes to get there?
And Friedrich actually uses a pretty clever analogy to explain this. He compares it to the leader of the peloton in a cycling race.
Okay, I'm listening. How does cycling relate to project management?
Well, think about it. The cyclist at the front is expending a ton of energy just to stay in the lead. They're fighting wind resistance, making tactical decisions, and constantly fending off attacks.
So they can't just focus on the finish line. They have to manage what's happening right now in the moment.
Exactly. If they burn themselves out too early trying to maintain that lead, they might not have the stamina to actually win the race.
So it's about finding that balance between pushing hard and conserving energy for the long haul.
And that's the parallel to project management. You can't just fixate on those long-term strategic goals without considering the need to keep stakeholders engaged and motivated along the way.
Which might mean celebrating those small victories, showing concrete progress through deliverables, making sure stakeholders feel like they're part of the process.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where you're moving towards those ambitious goals while also giving stakeholders those reassuring checkpoints along the way.
Because even the most supportive stakeholders can get a little antsy if they feel like they're in the dark or if they're not seeing any tangible progress.
And that's when those unrealistic expectations start to creep back in. Suddenly, everyone's pushing for quick wins and shortcuts are taken, and that carefully crafted plan goes right out the window.
So it's this constant dance between pushing boundaries, innovating, and aiming high, while also staying grounded in the reality of stakeholder management.
And this brings us to another key point that Friedrich emphasizes: adaptability. Being able to roll with the punches, adjust to changing circumstances, and embrace the unexpected.
Adaptability. That's a crucial skill in any field, but especially in project management, where things rarely go exactly according to plan.
Right. There will always be unforeseen challenges, shifting priorities, those moments where you need to pivot and adjust course.
And that's where Friedrich's just do it approach comes in. Now, he's not saying to be reckless, but rather to have a mindset of pragmatism and action.
It's about recognizing that sometimes the best solution is the one that's good enough for now, the one that allows you to move forward, even if it's not perfect.
So it's about embracing that iterative process, learning from those inevitable bumps in the road, and constantly refining your approach.
Because in the complex world of project management, there's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all solution. Every project is unique with its own dynamics and challenges.
And the best project managers are the ones who can navigate those complexities with a mix of strategic vision, practical know-how, and that essential dose of adaptability.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of IT project management, let's recap those key takeaways from Gerhard Friedrich.
Okay. First, remember those unrealistic expectations often come from avoiding those tough conversations early on. Don't be afraid to challenge those timelines and push for a more realistic approach.
Second, prioritization is essential, but it's not a magic fix. It needs to be based on clear communication, well-defined objectives, and a shared understanding of what really matters.
Third, never underestimate the importance of trust and transparency. Create an environment where stakeholders feel comfortable sharing their concerns, celebrating wins together, and working collaboratively towards that common goal.
Fourth, manage those bottlenecks. Don't let them sneak up on you. Identify those critical points where things could get stuck and take steps to keep everything flowing smoothly.
And finally, embrace adaptability. Things will change. Plans will need to be adjusted. Be prepared to roll with it and make those course corrections along the way.
Because ultimately, project management isn't about achieving perfection. It's about making progress, delivering value, and navigating that complex landscape with a blend of strategic vision and practical wisdom.
Well said. And on that note, that wraps up our deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.